This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our favorite hockey announcer, Joe Beninati, is back on the bench in the biggest way possible on a pain-free Friday to talk about the Stanley Cup champs. And they found themselves losing 2-1 in Raleigh the other night. Tara Vinen with the winner. Late in the second. Are you surprised, Joe? Always great to have you on, Joe. Were you surprised that there was nothing in the third from really either team? A lot of chances, but that nothing went in. Were you surprised it stayed tied after the second?
No, I wasn't really, Scotty. I'll have to admit, though, I got home last night. We were driving back in from the airport, and I kept hearing you worry about rain in New York and the satellite dish.
Oh, yeah.
Not being able to see games today.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping you got your TV fixed.
Well, it's going to start pouring here any minute in New York tonight for, like, the next 15 hours. And the minute it starts the deluge, we're going to have no TV at all. So I got no abs. I got no NBA. All I got to do is look at, according to some people, I got to look at Carver High and Mafia. And I've been told that they're fat and ugly.
There you go. Just get the information from them. That's how carefully I listened, though, last night. I wasn't surprised that things didn't shake loose in the third period, although I thought Washington got better as the game went along. I mean, everybody knows they were dreadful in game three. In game four, to get scored upon 17 seconds in was a swift uppercut to the face, but I thought they balanced themselves out really well after that. It was a pretty much level game. It was anybody's for the taking. I thought Peter Mrazek played really well down the stretch, made the big save on Kuznetsov with about 3 minutes to go, and give Justin Falk some credit, too, on that very same play. He was basically playing street hockey goalie with Mrazek, and he kicked out a chance that Backstrom had on that very same rebound. A real good series, and Carolina, you could make the argument, has been the better team throughout the total of the four games, but like the old adage is, you're never really in trouble until you lose at home, so the Caps try to hold serve tomorrow night.
I think they will. So what is your thoughts on – I just can't see them not winning this series and not beating this team. I know they've been tough. I know they've been solid all year. I know they're always in games, and they got – you know, the fans are all excited about them. They do all their post-game dancing around and everything. But the Capitals are a better hockey team through and through on both ends of the ice. I have to ask you your thoughts on the whole – Oshie situation with this guy that took him out and what happened to him. It looked to me like a collarbone or something. He looked like he couldn't move his arm and shoulder, et cetera. What did you think of that whole disaster?
First of all, I mean, TJ was in bad shape last night. I saw him getting off the plane. It didn't look good. I know that Todd Reirden expects to have the full doctor's report Saturday, so I think we're going to find out a little bit more about the extent of Oshie's injuries. You know, I felt badly about it because of the timing of it. And, you know, I don't think initially the officials were going to make a call. I think they had to huddle. I know the linesman got involved as well. And I know I can understand, Scotty, why refs with 5 minutes to go don't want to necessarily throw a major out there at that time. You know, give the Caps an all-you-can-eat power play late in the game and maybe influence the outright decision. So they took the safe way out, but I'm surprised that the league didn't take it a little step further, only because I know Fogel's going for the lift check. There's nothing wrong with that. But he gave you that short little shove to the small of the back with the cross check towards the boards, and that's the play that the players themselves hate. That's the one that they really think is ugly. And the league said, Warren, you're good to go, and he's been tremendous. Fogel's been dominating in the first four games. A player that Rod Brind'Amour liked coming out of camp, but who's really clicked in the last few weeks, and especially so against the Caps. But I just wish they would have gotten it right one way or the other. It's either a major or possible suspension. To not do either, I know the Caps feeling from that side, losing Oshie to a great extent, you know, they don't feel like they've received justice there at all.
Are there sentiments in D.C. at all that you're hearing? Like, maybe today, I don't know if there's any of this, like, you know, send Wilson out there to handle it stuff.
No, and that's not what Tom's going to do. That's just not what he's going to do. He's too important to the squad. He's been playing first-line minutes, And I think he's taken a step back from that enforcer-type role. He's still the big brother. He's still going to be there if you cross the line. I'm sure that Fogle will see Wilson from a physical standpoint, from a hopefully a clean shoulder check in open ice or along the boards. Sure, Tom will try to take a little pound of flesh back, but there I don't think there's going to be any sort of vigilante justice there. I wouldn't expect it, and not from Tom. He's too important to this team right now.
I just wanted to say, Carver High and Joe Beninati, for the sake of beer drinkers everywhere, in the regular season in November, I would call for him to retaliate full-on as the team captain. But in April, we have bigger fish to fry. I have to ask you this, Joe. Do you think that Braden is playing as well this season as he was when he won the Stanley Cup and was so fantastic last year?
Okay, so at the end of the playoffs last year, I mean, he was darn right invincible. He was good to very good during the regular season, Scott. He was especially strong down the stretch leading into this playoff run. I don't think he's been to blame in these first four games. I'm not saying that he hasn't gone to the level that I can expect or that Caps fans or that his teammates would expect. You know, you've hit upon something here because it's something that I've been discussing throughout the day. I would not be surprised if in either a Game 5 or 6 scenario where Holtby has one of those, oh, wow, 40-save-type performances, slam the door shut, he's due for one of those. He definitely is, and he knows he has that ability to fall back upon. I thought at the end of the regular season he was playing the best hockey for himself since the Stanley Cup final, so let's see if he can regain that.
I got to ask you, Joe, did you see the soccer guy? Is he the guy from the Blazers? Did you see him interview Ovechkin? Honestly, it was really funny.
I've heard about it. I didn't see it. The one quote I think I saw was that Ovechkin doesn't get hangovers.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I can't even mention on the air here some of the other stuff that was said on that interview, but it is really funny. You got to watch it if you got a couple minutes. I think Ovechkin's incredible. Who would you say, in terms of you're calling the games and you're watching the games, you've all year long, right now in the postseason, who have you been disappointed by in their, like, not, performing at a high level like you're used to?
Well, I mean, it's hard to kick a dog that's already out of the tournament, but, you know, I was surprised by what happened to Tampa Bay. It's so unfortunate, a brilliant, absolutely an historic run for them with the 62 wins and all of those points and to have it go up in smoke. But that sounds like I'm disparaging Columbus. The Caps, I could tell you, I don't, at least from my vantage point, wouldn't want anything to do with Columbus in that first round matchup. Columbus had been playing so well down the stretch. They got things figured out, and they just were a buzzsaw after they fell behind that first period and rallied. Tampa never got a chance to play its game. They just, it didn't look right. Something was wrong there, and they had no chance to recover because Columbus has been so effective. Pittsburgh, I had a bad feeling about Pittsburgh down the stretch.
And oh, God.
Barry's done a beautiful job in New York. So did I expect either of those series to be sweeps? Absolutely not. But Columbus does surprise me in being victorious. The Islanders, I thought, were going to take out the Pens.
Listen, Joe, don't start talking dirty to me here.
I know, Steel City,
listen,
I know.
Listen, I'm so disappointed in my Penguins that I've not only, I'm done being a fan. Secondly, that Carver High now, I've lost a bet to him, and I have to root for the New York Islanders for the remainder of the Stanley Cup playoffs because they kicked my Penguins' ass. The bet was if they swept them, I would have to root for them the rest of the way and also make love to my wife in a bossy jersey, which I'll be doing this weekend. I'm gonna finish that off. Listen, Joe, have a great game tomorrow. I know the Capitals will come through for me because I bet a lot of money on them.
Scotty, that brings all too meaning to game-worn jersey.
I'm telling you, but at least I have a bossy jersey, which is a sin in my house to only have a Lemieux or a Jager. I can't have any, outsiders in there, but I do have a bossy. I respect him. Joe, I love you. Good luck tomorrow. I hope they play well.
Pleasure, Scotty. Thanks for the time.
I love Joe Beninati, the great voice of the Capitals. You like him tomorrow, Mafia? You going to bet on him? I know you had a betting problem tonight. I want to tell people really quick how bad of a betting problem Mafia has. We're driving in New Jersey, getting ready to come into New York City, into the tunnel. And he goes, hurry up. I've only got 45 seconds to get these bets in. And he's like doing it on his phone. I'm like, he's like, slow down, because I'm going to go in the tunnel. Once you go in the tunnel, the bet doesn't work.
Got to get it in when I can.
There you go. I think he's betting on the Capitals. That's what that means in Portuguese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.